When I write carelessly, I do not like such writing. When I write with careful penmanship, I am proud of it. When I write carelessly, I do not like such writing. When I write with careful penmanship, I am proud of it. I've often looked at the handwriting of other people, and I am surprised. Some people have such careful handwriting, such careful printing, such careful penmanship, that it's really beautiful to look at. Every aspect of it is beautiful. They take the time to make sure that their thoughts are put down on paper or wherever they have written them, and they have written them with a careful penmanship that indicates how important those thoughts were to be transcribed. So often we write carelessly, and we write so carelessly because we are not paying attention to what we're doing. We have never trained ourselves to have good penmanship. When I was in elementary school and so forth, they trained us in proper writing. The teacher would demand that we had writing that she could read herself, and we could later read ourselves. And she always said, "You are never in too much of a hurry to do the job perfectly. You always have time to do the job perfectly. You're never in too much of a hurry that you can't do the job perfectly." And so, as I heard that as a youngster, I thought to myself, yes, that's very true. And then when I became a reporter and an editor for newspapers and magazines, I would take notes, and my notes would be very quick and very speedily done. And because they were quick and speedily done, they were sometimes not as perfectly done as they should have been. And they were not as nice to read as they should have been. But I could read them. And I sort of had my own shorthand. And I wrote a few little notes which just jogged my memory as to what I was writing about. And because I wrote in that specific way, my writing was not always legible. If not legible, it was not always understandable by other people. But the thing is, I have never forgotten that when I write carelessly, I do not like such writing. When I write careful penmanship, I'm proud of it. Now, when I write with careful penmanship, it's telling me that what I'm writing is really important. It's telling me that what I'm putting down is really something that's worthwhile for someone else to read later on. That it's not only going to be just for me, it's going to be for whoever is going to read it. And whoever is going to read it, they're going to read it because they're going to read it because it's important for them to read it and know what's going on. It's important for them to have that awareness inside of them and for them to be able to read what I wrote. Well, it's true that my writing and my notes as a reporter were always clear, were always correct, were always adequate, and I immediately would go and write the story, not leaving it to age and forgetting it. And when I wrote it, people said, "How could you do that? How could you get all those facts down, all those attitudes down, all those opinions down, and everything down so perfectly and so beautifully?" Well, in my mind, I had these all written very, very careful, with very careful penmanship in my mind. In my mind, I had it down in a very beautiful way, and I was able to understand exactly what I was writing. No. It's true. When I write carelessly, I do not like such writing. And I look at other people, and they are taking notes just as quickly as I, and their notes are letter perfect. Their notes are beautiful. They write with a swiftness and a correctness that is a glory to read and a joy to see. And everyone can do that. I can do that. What is it when I write with careful penmanship? I have taken every single thought, every single word, every single idea that has come into my mind, and I have transcribed it onto the paper in careful penmanship, in beautiful penmanship, so that it can be read by anybody in whatever stage it is in, whether it's in my note-taking stage or whether it's in my taking preparation for the printed page. It doesn't matter what it is. Now, why is that so important? Why is it so important that we have good penmanship? Why is it so important that we write carefully and that we put our thoughts down carefully? Because the more carefully we write, the more carefully we put our thoughts down, the more wonderfully we do that, what happens to us is that we are able to always be understood. We have perfect record, a perfect record of everything that was done, and not only we can read it, but anyone can read it. This is exceedingly important for the world, because your notes, your letters, your writings, whatever they may be, have a perpetuity to them that is so magnificent. I used to write a great deal, and I didn't always have enough paper to write the things I wanted to write, so I'd write very small, and I'd write with tiny writing, and yet the tiny writing was very explicit and very understandable. People could read the tiny printing of the words because they were exactly letter perfect. They were beautifully done. They were with careful penmanship. But they were with careful penmanship, having had practice over the years, having had practice of doing that at all times, and doing that not when necessary, but doing that because that was a joy. And sometimes when I sit and doodle, and I take my pen or pencil and I make marks on a paper, I take the letters and make them letter perfect. I take the ideas I have, maybe it's the cursive writing, and I write in a beautiful way that can be understood by anybody who looks at it. Because I do take pride in what I do write down. I take pride in the ideas in my mind, and I take pride in how I transcribe those ideas in my mind, so that I will understand it at any point, so that I will understand it when it is cooled off and I don't have the heat of the immediate situation for doing it. The other day I was editing a paper, and as I was editing this paper, I was marking down my editing marks on the paper, and later when I went back to read it, I realized that I had been careless. I realized that my editing was not smooth and clean and perfect. And I realized that this was not a happy thing for me to read or try to figure out what I wrote or what I had corrected. So the only decision I made for myself was, I want to be proud of this. So I took that paper that I had edited, two pages, I took that paper and I just threw it away. And I reprinted the original paper, and then I reprinted it in double space so I'd have room to make my corrections. And then I right on the computer, I made the corrections right away, and they were done and perfect and wonderful, and it is almost complete. But when it is complete, I will be sincerely proud of it, you can be sure. Not that I had to edit it, but that I edited it with all the love and all the appreciation and all the ability, the carefulness of a penman at work. Because this is who I am. I am a careful penman, and my penmanship is always ideal, because I am ideal, and I am proud of it. Can you say that for your work, too? Try it, and see how much more fun your work is when you take pride in it. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you, I love you. I love you.